I really am a mean and despicable creature at heart, you know. It's so difficult to really change.
Difficult?
Why, look here. Changing from bad to good's as easy as taking your first step.
Hi, everybody. I'm Katie Segal.
And I'm Kurt Sutter.
And welcome to our new podcast called PI, People, Influences, and Experiences.
Yes, it's sort of the get to know you at a deeper level, the who, what, when, where, and why you are, rather than what it is you do.
Absolutely. We're not going to talk too much about what people do. We just want to know about their families, where they come from, you know, what shapes their parenting if they have kids, what shapes their marriages if they're married. We just want to be really nosy. We want to get in there.
A deep dive into nature and nurture.
And we started it because there are a lot of people that we don't know that we are curious about.
Right. And I have no friends. So for me, it's, you know.
Trying to get them out of the house.
Listen to it on whatever you listen to. Podcasts on?
Yeah, podcasts, homecasts.
Your podcasting apparatus? Watch it on the YouTube.
He's aging himself.
Hello, this is Robert Wagner, and you are listening to TV Confidential.
But Robert, with a reminder that game show legend Wink Martindale will join us at the top of the hour. Be able to stay tuned for that. In the meantime, Greg Garibar is with us for another look at recently released DVD, Blu-ray, and streaming releases that we think you'll find of interest. Greg Garibar, of course, two-time Grammy-nominated, multiple Emmy Award-winning writer for television, animation, advertising, and publishing for Disney, Warner Brothers, and Universal. You can enjoy Greg's animation spin column every Tuesday at cartoonresearch.com. For more about Greg, gregarabar.com. Greg Garibar is also featured in the new documentary, The Animagic World of Rankin Bass, which is one of the extra features of the title that Greg is going to talk about now.
Yes, it's the Rankin Bass TV special about the guy who fought the law and the law won, but only for a time.
You know, I've never heard Santa Claus has come to town described in quite that way, but you're absolutely right, because as part of the origin story that Romeo Muller created for Santa Claus has come to town, Santa Claus was an outlaw.
Yeah, and that's a good opening to talk about the incredible talent of Romeo Muller, because his storytelling genius was at the core of a lot of why the Rankin Bass specials continue to be such favorites. He invented so many universes of characters and so many mythologies for these Christmas traditions, many of which didn't exist before the specials. In the case of Rudolph, there was a song and there was actually a storybook that was made for Montgomery Ward originally. And the song doesn't go much farther than that, but the whole Misfit Toys, a lot of the details, the abominable snow monster Bumble, Yukon Cornelius, that is all Romeo Muller. In the case of Santa Claus is Coming to Town, there are many, many myths surrounding Santa and how different countries evolved the Santa Claus that they know. And it's Father Christmas, it's Sinterklaas, it's Père Noël. So instead of combining those, he just came up with a completely different one, which is probably a good idea, because that way no one feels like theirs has been slighted.
And considering that, like virtually all of the Rankin Bass specials, Santa Claus is Coming to Town has never been off television. It is shown one way or another. It is shown every year. In some cases, it is shown more than once during the month of December, depending on who owns it. Because it's been in play and it's become available not only on the air, but on home video as well, these mythologies that Romeo Muller created, they're now part of the fabric.
That's the whole thing that's amazing about it, is that that has become one of the mythologies and a perfectly valid one.
Yeah.
A lot of people probably think that is an official mythology. And by now, because this is a long time after 1970, it kind of is.
Yeah.
And as I say in the commentary, if you don't think that's necessarily the true one, as my mom used to say, look it up. you got the World Book. Look it up.
Or today you got the internet. We should point out that in addition to being featured in the Animagic World of Rankin Bass, the documentary that is part of the Santa Claus is Coming to Town new DVD and Blu-ray collection through Universal, Greg also provides commentary as part of the extra features of Santa Claus is Coming to Town. And I'm not just saying this because you're on my program. It is one of the most thorough, informative, and yet entertainingly delivered commentaries I've ever watched or listened to, because some people will do a commentary and they'll kind of cut in and they'll cut out, and some people it's go, go, go. You're in the go, go, go category, and you're very entertaining.
Thank you. That really, really, really means a lot, Ed. And I'm not making this up either, because I spoke from the heart for 51 minutes straight. That's absolutely true. If they were to give me a choice of how many films I could do commentaries from, this would be on the short list. I know this particular special backwards and forwards because I got the soundtrack album 3 years after the special aired, listened to it continuously all year, not just at Christmas time. And when I was asked to do this, I wrote up some notes, but I had kind of knew what I was going to say. And they said, go in there. They had it on the screen and they give you headphones and say, go. And it just poured out of me. I mean, it was a dream. I knew what I wanted to say. I just pretended I was sitting next to a friend saying probably what I would say anyway with the friends and family that I've watched it with about what's coming on screen next. I think there was only one place where I said, could you roll it back? There was only one real edit I asked for. And that was when Jessica comes on screen, and Jessica, the voice of Broby Lester, who I dearly love and I talk a lot about in the commentary, when she first comes on screen, you hear her go, wait!
That's right.
And I explain the secret behind wait. And I said, can you roll it back so I say that right on the moment when she comes on? And they did, and that's the only time. And then I just rolled. I did not stop, because it was completely from my heart and soul. I love this special. I love all Rankin Bass specials for all kinds of reasons. I love their work because it's so unique. It's an incredible company because it's this plucky little New York organization, a handful of people. It is not an animation studio. They just found a way to make television shows, movies, and specials by having things done at international locations, that mostly in Japan, a lot of times in England and Canada, sometimes New York locations. And they had an output that could rival Hanna-Barbera or Filmation in the 60s. There was a time when this special was on. Saturday morning had three major producers, Rankin Bass, Hanna-Barbera, and Filmation. They all had almost equivalent output. Mm-hmm. But Filmation and Hanna-Barbera were big studios in California. Rankin Bass was a little suite of offices in New York, and about, I would say, a handful of people working there. They broke all the rules. They were not like other places. It was a remarkable place, but more than anything else, because I love music and storytelling and the audio side as well as the visual side, you could not beat the scores and the songs and the voice work. They always use the best people. And also to Maury Laws, the musical director and composer, Santa Claus is Coming to Town was the perfect storm, firing on all cylinders. It was a perfect cast. I mean, you can say what you want about Mickey Rooney, but he was perfect. The bluster, the boldness, the foolhardiness, everything about the way he performs fit Kris Kringle's personality, because he was exactly what this role needed. He was pushy. He was rebellious.
He was Mickey Rooney.
He was Rooney. Exactly right for this role. Everybody in it was great. Paul Frees was everybody almost.
Yes.
It had, I mean, almost everybody.
Yes.
It had Roby Lester, that dear lady who was the Disneyland story reader, and she got a great song. It had Keenan Wynn, who was so fantastic. Joan Gardner, the Mike Sam Singers, who I love their records. Everything in that special clicked. As we said at an earlier time, nothing was waste. There wasn't a second wasted. Everything fit together. And you had the great Fred Astaire, who narrated it with such compassion and warmth. He was absolutely ideal. They brought him back to do the Easter Bunny is coming to town. One of the things that Maury Laws told me when I interviewed him once was that they got these huge stars when animation was not getting big stars. Animated movies were not huge in the 60s and 70s. Very, very few big stars did the voices. Rankin Bass got them. And one of the reasons was because they trusted them. They knew that they would be prepared, they would be well taken care of, they would know what they were doing, and the word of mouth was always good. They'll treat you right. And by and large, the biggest names in show business did. They even had, even though you can't get this special, I wish that you could get it on home video, they even got James Cagney to narrate a special about Smokey the Bear.
I don't remember that one.
Well, it hasn't been rerun, and it's never been on home video.
Huh.
I wish they would, but it was a stop-motion special, Legend of Smokey the Bear. I mean, they got the biggest stars and the most legendary stars that no one else could get because it was a unique situation that was never repeated. So Santa Claus is Coming to Town, it just works so well. And it says a lot about the holiday. It says a lot about giving. It says a lot about how hard it is sometimes. You're bucking the system. You're bucking resistance. No good deed goes unpunished, you know, that phrase, because he gets into trouble for wanting to give. And then there's that wonderful moment at the end where Fred Astaire talks to us. And there's this moment about how Christmas is so annoying and how we don't always like the things about the holiday season. And he talks about really the core of giving and just doing something nice. Just the idea of just doing something nice, for gosh sakes. And just stop and think about that. It's all in a 51-minute special. I mean, how can you go wrong?
We are
the real Brady Bros.
Brady Brothers from the TV show Brady Bunch. I'm Barry Williams.
And I'm Christopher Knight.
I played Greg. And who were you again?
I played Peter. We've decided that we're going to do a podcast around episodes of the Brady Bunch. We're going to use it as a prism to look back to our experience doing the show and why the Brady Bunch is still popular.
Have a sunshine day.
We are the real Brady Bros.
Attention, real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money, and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100, and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need.
800-475-4261. 800-475-4261. 800-475-4261. That's 800-475-4261.
Be part of our conversation. If you like what you hear, have thoughts on this week's program, or have an idea for a future edition of TV Confidential, we'd love to hear from you. You can email us at talk@tvconfidential.net, talk@tvconfidential.net. You can also message us at facebook.com/TV Confidential, x.com/TV Confidential, or @TV Confidential on Instagram. And if you're listening to us on the TV Confidential podcast, please be sure to hit the subscribe button.
This portion of TV Confidential is brought to us by our friends at Front Porch Realty, the community of realtors in the Northern Bay area of California that is committed to finding the solution that is best for their clients. Whether you're a first-time home buyer or looking to sell or lease your property in Northern California, call Karen Strain at 415-886-7411 or visit frontporchrealtygroup.com for more information on how they can help you.